Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. But one of the most important factors for EVs entering the mainstream is an abundance of charging stations, because if prospective buyers have to be tethered to their homes, that limits EVs' utility. And nothing speaks to the mainstream like a multimedia consumer juggernaut like LG. This South Korean multinational conglomerate just announced that it would be entering the U.S. EV charging market with its first line of AC and DC EV charging stations. And on the line to discuss this is Dennis Carter, LG's Director of Sales in the EV charging division. So, Dennis, thanks for joining us. And beyond what I said, can you discuss the importance of having an abundant supply of charging stations, especially in the U.S. market?
Yes, Jason. And to your point, right, this is a very quick and fast emerging market, and we're going to need, you know, hundreds and thousands of charging stations, whether it's level two or level three chargers, to support the number of EVs that will be produced over the next several years, and providing that infrastructure and need of charging for those folks. If you kind of look at the research that's been thrown out there over the last several years, you know, in 2025, you're looking at about a 50% increase of new vehicles coming into the market by 2030. So you can kind of get an idea, and we're actually already kind of feeling that need today, which we saw kind of through this winter months, where the need for DC fast chargers for the folks traveling from point A to point B. And so this is going to be a really important key piece for LG to be able to have enough production capacity to be able to supply the demand needed to put the infrastructure in to support all the vehicles being made by the automotive manufacturers.
Right. Now, to underline the last point, obviously LG has a global presence, but what makes the U.S. EV market so unique?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it if you look at all the different markets out in the world today, one of the things that I think is probably the most challenging here and the most unique piece versus all the other countries is our geography, right? And so the United States is vast and big, and with urban and suburban and rural areas, you know, a lot of folks are suburban, right? And so traveling to and from work tends to be, you know, a 20 to 30 mile commute, whereas a lot of other countries, you know, their commute is on a train or something of that nature. It's a very small commute. And so the geography is one aspect of it. The other aspect is actually the market. There's various players that are requiring planning and infrastructure that is needed, where other countries don't need all that. So there's a lot of different things in the marketplace playing a key factor in making sure we have enough power in the panel, making sure we have transformers, switchgear. You know, a lot of things when they're built don't have the correct infrastructure to be able to handle the power needed for the electric vehicle charging station. So there's a lot of things that are needed to be able to allow this support mechanism for all the electric vehicles to come into the place. And then one of the other things we're seeing in the U.S. market versus some other parts of the world is the incentive program. So a lot of the utilities have incentive programs. We have the federal NEVI program that is part of the Biden administration, what they passed for putting the infrastructure in along the corridors of each state to be able to, you know, put in enough DC fast chargers for those customers trying to travel from point A to point B. And so, you know, that's a big deal coming on. And then, you know, the U.S. has a lot of companies that are driving, wide range of solutions and technology. So there's a lot to navigate here in the United States when it comes to electric vehicle charging stations.
Interesting. And you're right, with so much of the U.S. being spread out and so many people having longer commutes, it does make the U.S. EV market extra challenging. It creates an extra challenge for these developers. But could you briefly speak to LG's prior background in EV chargers and charging stations?
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting is LG's actually has been, everybody kind of knows LG as the company that makes, appliances and televisions, and we see them in our homes. But, we've actually been in the automotive space for a very long time. As a matter of fact, currently today, we are making the battery, our LG Chem division is making the batteries for 7 different OEMs for their full battery electric vehicles. And we're put in, we've actually put in several different manufacturing facilities to support the production of their electric vehicles. In addition to our another division of LG Chem is our plastics division. We've made pieces, parts, and plastics for a lot of automotive manufacturers to support the build of not only combustion engine vehicles but battery electric vehicles. From the EV charging standpoint, our headquarters in Korea started in the EV charging business a little over a year ago. And, they acquired a company and basically took that acquisition and said, hey, what are we going to do and how are we going to build a really robust, good public-facing charging station? And so the Korean market has already been deploying and in this space for a little over a year. And then just obviously, as you said at the beginning of the podcast, we're entering into the U.S. market starting in January and really feel it's going to be a huge success here in the United States.
Okay. Now, what sort of chargers will LG be adding to the U.S. and what are their specific capabilities?
Yeah, so the right now we're entering into the market with a level 2 charging station. It's an 11 kW station. Basically, it's got a nice load management system with variable current settings, allowing it to be adaptable to whatever the current electrical panel can allow it to operate in. Simple mounting instructions from a wall mount to a pedestal mount to cable management to allow that end customer to be able to install it and have it function any way that they want to. Starting in the probably late Q2, we'll come out with our first DC fast charger. It's going to be 175 kW station with a power cabinet, a dispenser type of configuration. It will feature a large outdoor LCD touchscreen that can serve multiple purposes with various use case scenarios, also being able to drive ad revenue on the top of the screen and still be operational and functional on the bottom part of the screen to, identify RFID coding if you have certain apps or credit cards or whatnot. All of our chargers are UL certified. They'll be Energy Star rated. Each one will we're CTEP certified in California, and then we'll be ISO 15118 as well. So we're meeting all the NEVI compliance as well as any other certifications for ISO standards out in the marketplace.
Okay. Now, Dennis, before I let you go, and you mentioned California. Beyond that, where and when will these charging stations be found?
Yeah, I appreciate that softball question because we already started manufacturing already. We've already delivered our some of our first stations earlier this month, and so we're excited about that. Our very first order is going to a stadium. I can't really announce exactly which stadium it's going to until everything is kind of installed and done. But we're super excited about that because we hit the ground running and stations are already being deployed. Some of the main verticals that we're really focused on here in the United States that are big and also align with a lot of the different products that we have here at LG is hospitality is a big vertical for us to focus on, mostly because if you think about, where should EV chargers go into the commercial world or, it's going to support vehicles that are traveling throughout the market. A hotel is a place where somebody puts their head down at night and they're there typically for eight plus hours getting their night's rest. So that's a perfect time to charge a vehicle. And it also supports that EV driver who's saying, hey, I want to drive from, you know, 3 hours or 4 hours because I'm going to go on a weekend holiday. It gives them the ability once they arrive to that hotel to be able to charge their car overnight, be able to go out and do the things they want to do and enjoy that, or move on to the next destination. And then if you also think about where you put your head down at night, that's also a multifamily sector. So that's the other one of the other key verticals we're heavily focused on, because again, that's another place where somebody puts their head down at night, their car is, you know, sitting overnight in the parking lot, and that's a perfect opportunity to charge the car during that time. In addition, you know, we're aligning ourselves with parking facilities and parking management companies. We know there's a need for workplace charging. Again, that, you know, anywhere somebody's parking for a fairly long time is a really good place to put in EV chargers. But then we've also switching, you know, those are kind of like the slow overnight level two stuff. On the DC fast chargers, we're really focused on, you know, a couple different things. Number one is, you know, hub and spoke fleet depot kind of things, especially with the different kinds of vehicles that are coming out here. We know that the fleet will be the emerging piece to that as some of the car manufacturers are coming out with pickup trucks. We also know there's semis coming out. So the fleet world is a big deal. In addition to that fueling convenience, they've already got that hub out there where they've got all these, you know, rest stops and gas stations along the freeways. That's what you're seeing. If you were to look at all the NEVI funding that's been awarded so far, I would say probably roughly 70%+ of the sites that have been awarded are in that fueling convenience side of the vertical. So we're really heavily focused on making sure that we are penetrating, and that's where you're going to see a lot of these different charging stations out there. So excited to be a part of the business and excited to be able to help navigate and expand this EV charging network to support all those electric vehicles coming out into the marketplace.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Dennis. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.